This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Today, I'm speaking with John Lin. John, who are you and what do you do?
So I'm the founder of a company called Sella, where we build accelerator services for different innovation programs in a variety of different settings. So my and my team's background is entirely in running accelerator programs. We've worked with a number of global brands to help either design those programs, work with the entrepreneurs, work with the mentor and investor communities, and make the whole thing happen. But we've also extended the accelerator model outward into new settings for innovation inside of corporations, governments, and universities. And so my experiences as an EIR center from my work in building accelerators, when we go into a partner organization and we work with their startups or we help them build an innovation program, it's often done through an EIR role, an entrepreneur in residence role, where we will work with the staff to set up great structures for innovation. And we'll also work with the entrepreneurs, the startups in the program, to help them be even better founders. And sometimes we'll even go ahead and help them bring in that great mentor network or even build a business model. So that's a little bit about my background and what my experience as an EIR is.
Awesome. How are you involved as an EIR?
Yeah. So when you think about specific applications of our model, we can talk about some of our corporate relationships, but also some of our work with global accelerator brands. So one of the first accelerator brands to really go global and that was established around the time that the accelerator model really began to grow was the Numa accelerator from Paris, France. And they started around the same time that Y Combinator, Techstars began in 2006, 2007. They established real leadership in the Paris startup community in that time. And in following years, have moved out to really interesting different ecosystems. So where Techstars has gone to other existing global hubs, Numa has gone to set up accelerator programs in Moscow, Bangalore, Casablanca, Mexico City. And so I connected with them when I was helping build the Techstars program in New York City. And when Numa began to set up in New York a couple of years ago, I was one of the first people that they talked to. So came in into their first program as an entrepreneur in residence and was very specifically working with the startups in their program. And what I wanted to do as an EIR initially with the Numa Accelerator was to be an incredible resource for expertise and connection for the founders in the program. So what that means inside of the program itself is that I'll meet with each entrepreneur on a weekly basis. We'll talk through what is top of mind for them in terms of their concerns, their challenges, managing their team, even if that means their co-founders, their other key stakeholders in the company, whatever key concern they might have. And then distilling that down into a couple specific actions that we can take together to get past that blocker. The other piece is making sure that they're getting connected into the ecosystem. So one of the most important ways that I think advisors to entrepreneurs like an EIR, but that also accelerators are able to support success for founders is not just the great expertise that they provide. It's importantly, significantly also the ecosystem that they bring forward to support the entrepreneur. So those are the two focuses that I have in my conversations, most of my EIR functions, whether that's at Numa, Acathon Capital, Pace University, some of our corporate clients or others.
What are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
Yeah. So, you know, it's really interesting because an entrepreneur in residence is usually, you know, we've talked a little bit before, Henrik, about this. There's many different formats for the role across, you know, situations that you see it come up. But it's almost always an external position, somebody who's coming in as an external party in the way that I am, or somebody who's temporary inside of that organization. So you might have an EIR at a venture capital firm who's working on their next project with support from the VC group, whether that's in terms of office space, money, or something else. But because it's often an external role, really being careful about how you define what the role is and what outcomes the teams and the partner company should expect and what it takes, what it will take for you to provide that, not just in terms of compensation, but in terms of the work with the team, time required from the staff, potentially helping out build the program, actually delivering value for the entrepreneurs, and being super precise about what you need in order to deliver that as an entrepreneur in residence is, you know, can be very delicate and is something that is, I think every IR that I know that serves in this capacity, you know, can sometimes struggle with. So to me, that's one of the biggest challenges, is really creating more definition around what these relationships look like and what is and is not possible for an EIR to bring to the table. Some of the best success stories that I've seen as an entrepreneur in residence, I mean, we've seen some really difficult things happen for founders and programs that I've worked with, but we've also been a resource for companies that are really struggling inside of a program to turn it around. And so we had one startup back in fall last year, and one of the programs I was working with, and one of the EIRs in that program, you know, was really doing a lot to support this team of founders coming in from another country. They had a voice intelligence technology, and the co-founder relationship was in a good spot, but they had lost a key investor, and it looked like they were running into the financial end of the company. They were considering pulling out of the accelerator program. The EIR helped them sort of take stock of where they were at, say, here are the things that we can figure out if we continue working together for the next few weeks, if you go to the demo day, and if we manage the relationships that you've built so far and activate them in the right way. And why don't we give that a chance before you make any important decisions about the company? And so the founder came back in, re-engaged, really built this new layer of trust with the EIR, and was able to bring in a significant new investor through the demo day, and is still, the company's still growing today. So that's one of my my favorite stories of how an EIR has really meaningfully impacted a startup and a program I've worked with.
John, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
Well, I think we've hit on a couple of important points here, and just to review them quickly, number one is being really precise and communicative about what you want to deliver and the structure you want to deliver it under, in terms of not just financial compensation, but in terms of time, teamwork, resources from the groups that you work with. The second, I think, is really the most key, and a lot of organizations and a lot of entrepreneurs will try to look at an entrepreneur in residence as somebody who's been through it all before, who has all the answers, who can be their voice of confidence in a difficult situation. And while those things are sometimes helpful to have, the best entrepreneurs in residence I've seen are incredible empaths and are able to create a sense of connection and understanding with a founder that allows them to more genuinely engage with problems that they're facing with themselves. So even if there might not be a past experience or a current resource or connection that an entrepreneur in residence can make for a founder that they're working with, the most powerful thing that EIR does in their conversations with entrepreneurs in any circumstance is to challenge them, make sure that founder is thinking about the problems that they're facing as honestly as possible, and to create the trust and welcome that it takes to have those conversations.
John, where can we learn more about Entrepreneurs in Residence and your work as an EIR?
Yeah, I appreciate that. So, you know, if you want to see more about the work that we do, if you go to cela.nyc, cela.nyc, that's a pretty good breakdown of our activities. You can get engaged and find out more about how we approach working with innovation programs and with founders there. You can also see some of our event activity. We've set up the first ever Accelerator Summit called the Cela Summit, and anybody who's interested in coming closer to the accelerator world should take a look at that as well.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.